Momentum, Little Book of Trends 2026. Welcome, 2026. Last year's Little Book of Trends was rooted in reinvention and connection. Our 2026 edition focuses on empowerment and intentionality. As we identified and built out the 10 trends for the upcoming year, we were struck by one unifying theme: the celebration of being human. Now, that's not to say that when you flip the page, you won't find anything about tech advancements or AI. There will be plenty to read on that topic. Rather, it's the clear fact that they play a supporting role, not the lead character. That lead character is you. 2026 will see consumers taking more control of their choices, making careful decisions, and asking themselves, "What do I want?" From wellness to travel, niche hobbies, supplements, and experiences, consumers are learning to live alongside the tech advancements that have emerged over the last several years by using them to help make their life easier rather than take control. That's right, humans are still running the show. As we enter 2026, we're feeling optimistic about what's to come. We trust that this year's set of trends leave you feeling just as hopeful and, yes, inspired. Be well and stay curious. We've been tracking the following microtrends over the last 7 years. Fast forward. Technology moving at intense speed. Immersion, fascination. Both the need and desire to connect with a brand or company in unique ways. Reinventalizing, the transformation and repurposing of something more established to mimic something completely new. Connection creation, reinforcing bonds between loved ones. Tech forward, the integration of technology, minimalizing the desire to strive for simplicity and seamlessness in an otherwise overloaded and complex society. Fast-track future, the unplanned acceleration of a movement/plan, trend, or technology due to an unexpected situation or circumstance. Food economics, food brands' continued need to up their game in an increasingly crowded market. Be better, the desire to improve one's own well-being. Experiencification, increasing consumer desire to have experiences in all areas of their lives. Wellnessment, the combining of technology and wellness, be it physical, mental, or emotional, to improve a consumer's way of being. Enlightened mind, consumer movement to transform their present toward more spiritual, emotional, or ethical growth. Experiential reset, the generational movement to revive and reimagine physical, analog, and community-focused experiences. Trend 1, multisensorial snacking. Consumers now want food that delivers a full sensory experience. In 2026, expect richer, more layered flavors, textures, and aromas, with brands experimenting in bold ways, from freeze-dried sweets to smoke-infused coffee. As cravings shift toward specific tastes and textures, products that surprise the senses will stand out. With eating habits significantly changing, consumers are asking that food feels as good as it tastes. Food is feeling the pressure. Many consumers have changed their eating habits, leaving beloved food brands to ask the question, "Was it something I said?" Welcome to 2026, where we will be seeing a new era of richer, louder, and more layered food and drink. Not in excess, but in detail. Simplicity is so last year. Consumers want food where textures, aromas, and tastes work together to create the ultimate flavor-seeking experience. In fact, half of all consumers say their snacking is triggered by cravings for specific tastes and textures. Glimmers of this trend began to emerge over the last year, with some brands testing out the multi-sensory need by releasing products like freeze-dried candy or salmon skin chips, giving consumers permission to both experiment and experience their food. In turn, consumers have and will continue to reward brands who surprise and delight their senses in small but memorable ways. Expect 2026 to provide sensorial makeovers to ordinary offerings like coffee and snacks. You'll find plenty of opportunities to give your senses a test through creations like smoke-infused coffee, ice cream with chili crisps, and pickle ranch popcorn. Relevant microtrends, food economics. Food brands' continued need to up their game in an increasingly crowded market. Experiencification, increasing consumer desire to have experiences in all areas of their lives. Trend 2, boutique belonging. Niche hobbies are moving into the mainstream as people seek authenticity, creativity, and community. Activities like cosplay and crafting offer mindfulness and connection, with many consumers discovering new interests and skills. As boutique belonging grows, brands are expected to embrace and support these unique passions heading into 2026. The quiet explosion of niche hobbies has become a full-on celebration of uniqueness, from identities to subcultures. Activities once considered eccentric are now powerful symbols of authenticity. For instance, cosplay, once a pastime that appealed to a small subset, is now flourishing. Old-fashioned, often independent activities, like embroidery or crochet, are also having a moment as they act as a mindfulness and creativity antidote to our fast-paced lives. These niche experiences are opening opportunities for like-minded people to connect and come together, share and engage. We've been watching this trend grow and evolve over the last several years. In our own We Know experiences, Connected Consumers Research, we discovered that 73% have found new places and interests, and 34% have picked up a new hobby or skill. These niche trends provide opportunities to forge meaningful connections and discover new fandoms that not only support individuality, but also quiet our minds in an increasingly stressful world. We'll see more brands paying attention to boutique belonging as we enter 2026. They understand that the status quo, or the norm, isn't where consumers want to be anymore. We're looking to see what niche hobbies pop up in the next 12 months. How about you? Relevant microtrends, minimalizing. The desire to strive for simplicity and seamlessness in an otherwise overloaded and complex society. Enlightened mind. Consumer movement to transform their present toward more spiritual, emotional, or ethical growth. Trend 3. Longevity lifeline. Anti-aging is shifting toward a broader focus on longevity, extending both lifespan and health span. By 2026, expect more longevity clinics, biohacking, personalized nutrition, and regenerative therapies. Even pets are included, with an anti-aging dog pill moving toward FDA approval. Could the anti-aging movement be, dare we say it, sagging? We kid, kind of. The popularity of anti-aging products and methods remains popular. However, a movement toward the idea of longevity is gaining traction. We're beginning to see a pivot aimed at extending lifespan and enhancing health span, the period of life spent in good health. As we enter 2026, it will become more noticeable how the wellness industry is shifting focus from traditional anti-aging treatments to comprehensive longevity solutions. We'll see more specialized clinics, biohacking labs, and personalized nutrition services become available as consumers are increasingly adopting DNA-based wellness plans, continuous health monitoring, and regenerative therapies, such as peptide treatments. And in case you were concerned about your furry pet friends, worry no more. Biotech firm Cellular Longevity's subsidiary Loyal has progressed toward FDA approval for an anti-aging pill for dogs, a breakthrough with potential implications for both veterinary and human health. Long live longevity. Relevant microtrends. Wellness mint. The combining of technology and wellness, be it physical, mental, or emotional, to improve a consumer's way of being. Be better. The desire to improve one's own well-being. Trend 4, radical travel. Travelers are craving escape, but adventure now takes two extremes, high adrenaline experiences or deep calming wellness retreats. Both respond to boredom, digital isolation, and a desire for meaningful, transformative travel. In 2026, expect more people to seek their own version of radical, and brands will need to support both paths. In an age of convenience and digital saturation, many are looking to challenge themselves through more adventurous forms of travel. However, the definition of adventurous means different things to different people. The travel industry is seeing polarizing new interests emerge. While some consumers are looking for that extra thrill, others are looking to be extra still. Despite these differences, one thing is in common: the need to break from the everyday. But why? Boredom. Socializing in person isn't as easy in our increasingly digital society. Convenience culture has made it unnecessary to leave the home as frequently, and the current state of the world has led to distrust. Travelers are seeking escape more than before, but escape can be different to different people. While extreme tourism, e.g. mountaineering, cave diving, is giving some the adrenaline they need, others need calm, achieving this through wellness retreats. This market alone is forecasted to hit $1.4 trillion by 2027 star. While complete polar opposites, the two do share a connecting factor. Life-altering experiences, whether they are restorative, invigorating, or both. As consumers look for more from their travel experiences in 2026, expect to see many going radical, however they define it. It's a brand's job to help that become a reality. Relevant microtrends reinventalizing, the transformation and repurposing of something more established to mimic something completely new. Be better, the desire to improve one's own well-being. Trend 5, meet the sports parents. Youth sports are surging, with 60 million young athletes powering a $50 billion market set to more than double by 2032. Parents are spending heavily, investors are taking notice, and retailers like Dick's Sporting Goods are sitting on valuable data. For brands, youth sports offer a highly engaged, multi-generational audience and a major growth opportunity. You can find the next big sports bet in a stadium, but maybe not where you think. The kids are going to be all right. Much has been made about the decline of sports viewership among younger generations. However, sports participation has never been higher. An estimated 60 million kids participate in youth sports annually, underpinning a market estimated at $50 billion in 2024, expected to eclipse $114 billion by 2032. While LeVar Ball might have made the sports stage parent a punchline, Wall Street certainly isn't laughing. American desire for youth sports has attracted investment from some of the biggest private equity investors in the world, all who see the vision for growth. U.S. sports parents have spent more than $40 billion supporting their kids' sports, an estimated 46% growth since 2019. Retailers like Dick's Sporting Goods, who touches every aspect of the space, are sitting on some of the most valuable consumer data in the marketplace, even creating their own retail media networks. Brands looking to connect with the engaged, multi-generational, hyper-passionate consumer might need to look no further than their own neighborhood visionary brand marketers will be sure to get there before the rush. Relevant microtrends, connection creation, reinforcing bonds between loved ones, experiential reset, the generational movement to revive and reimagine physical, analog, and community-focused experiences. Trend 6 mall reawakening. Malls are staging a major comeback, transforming into experiential destinations that appeal to younger generations. With immersive spaces replacing traditional stores, they're meeting consumers' growing desire for real-life connection and becoming key third places for Gen Z and Gen Alpha. Once marked for extinction, the mall is seeing a resurgence thanks to a certain generation, or two. The mall isn't dead. It's just undergoing an $8.1 trillion renaissance. Yes, you read that right. Struggling even prior to the pandemic, the once beloved destination for older generations was considered dated and unnecessary to younger consumers. However, as we enter 2026, we are thrilled to confirm the mall is back from the brink, getting a reinvention that is making it richer, louder, and more layered, not in excess, but in experience. Gone is the outdated department store model, and in is the experiential element, transforming the mall into a destination with new offerings designed to attract a younger crowd. And it's working. Brands like Netflix have already realized the opportunity, debuting a 100,000-square-foot space at the King of Prussia Mall that offers immersive games and themed restaurants, among other attractions. With two-thirds of consumers feeling that fostering connection is the most important habit for a happy life, The Mall Reawakening is helping to serve the deep consumer craving for real-life discovery and social connection. They'll become a vital third place for Gen Z and a physical space for Gen Alpha to purchase collectibles and other tangible items they covet, proving that the joy of finding and buying things offline feels special. We're looking forward to seeing the continued revitalization of the mall and the vibrant community it creates. Relevant microtrends reinventalizing, the transformation and repurposing of something more established to mimic something completely new. Experiential reset, the generational movement to revive and reimagine physical, analog, and community-focused experiences. Trend 7, zero-click commerce. AI is enabling zero-click commerce, where tasks like booking trips happen with a simple command. With 60% of searches ending without clicks, AI delivers instant, personalized solutions, cutting through the noise and making planning effortless. Forget endless scrolling and vague email notifications. Things are about to get a lot easier. Imagine you have a special occasion coming up and you want to celebrate by going on an exotic vacation. Naturally, you'll spend hours researching destinations, prices, and hotel reviews to create the dream getaway. Along the way, travel deal ads may pop up, giving you even more options. After days or weeks of being inundated with emails, you eventually book your trip. But what if the dream getaway could be created by a simple yes-no command? Welcome to the zero-click reality, where all this planning can be conjured with a simple two-word command. Thanks to the accelerating power of AI, zero-click isn't a future fantasy. It's happening now. Recent research uncovered that 60% of searches on traditional engines are now ending without a single click. AI is delivering the answer up front, immediately cutting out the websites and the ads. With the power of AI, your virtual assistant will know your past travel history, important dates, your travel rewards memberships, and more. Zero-click commerce is here and encouraging brands to stop spamming the customer with too many options and start providing solutions. Relevant microtrends. Fast forward. Technology moving at intense speed. Tech forward. The integration of technology. Trend 8. Boost culture. Food is now eaten for taste and health boosts. Driven by GLP-1 trends, consumers want protein, fiber, and added nutrients. In 2026, brands will expand these benefits to meet demand for foods that offer more than just nutrition. We're entering a phase where everyday food is eaten for taste and purpose. No one can avoid all the buzz around GLP-1 drugs and how they have dramatically shifted the weight loss conversation. With this, the entire food and beverage landscape is also shifting. The focus on protein-rich, fiber-filled eating has reshaped how consumers are making purchase decisions at the grocery store. Consumers are in search of a boost. The rise of foods that promise something extra is hard to miss. Major cereal and protein bar brands are emphasizing high protein, added fiber, and even GLP-1 friendly on their packaging. Juice brands are now promoting beverages spiked with added zinc and magnesium. Even Starbucks has gotten in on the boost culture by selling protein cold foams. And it was recently discovered that nearly 30% of new kids' foods featured vitamin or mineral fortification, and almost half of all. Parents are actively seeking protein-packed snacks for their children. Even the youngest consumers are being influenced by the need for a boost. It's clear that boost culture is no longer tied to specific diets or medications. It's being driven by consumer desire and expectation that the foods and beverages they consume do more. In 2026, expect brands to lean aggressively into this trend. They won't just be adding protein and fiber, but a wide range of vitamins, minerals, and targeted functional benefits. And consumers are ready. Relevant microtrends. Food economics. Food brands' continued need to up their game in an increasingly crowded market. Fast track future. The unplanned acceleration of a movement, plan, trend, or technology due to an unexpected situation or circumstance. Trend 9, modest mixers. Happy hour is evolving, with protein-infused alcohol and miniature cocktails on the rise as more people reduce drinking for health reasons. protein-spiked drinks, and smaller servings offer guilt-free indulgence, blending wellness with enjoyment. Expect more of these multifunctional, moderated spirits to grow in 2026. Teeny Teenies and Protein Sips have arrived as Happy Hour evolves to make room for consumers' changing needs. You don't have to be on social media, a health guru, or have read our Boost Culture trend to know that protein is having its moment. It's been incorporated into almost every food category, from pizza crust to breakfast pastries, giving all ages a little extra kick. And now, alcohol is getting the treatment too. Many young and older adults alike are reducing their alcohol consumption, influenced either by fitness goals, weight loss drugs, or other motivations. And some alcohol brands are meeting their consumers halfway, providing a solution that will make everyone feel satisfied. Welcome protein-spiked alcohol and the trend of miniature cocktails, which are both turning up in bars and bottles. These half-sized martinis and whey-laced seltzers make those extra sips feel superior and less damaging. These new bar menu additions are providing guiltless imbibing as consumers warmly welcome both multifunctional and moderated spirits. We anticipate 2026 will bring more offerings like this to accommodate the growing desire to be well and do well, but still indulge. We'll cheers to that. Relevant microtrends, reinventalizing, the transformation and repurposing of something more established to mimic something completely new. Fast track future, the unplanned acceleration of a movement, plan, trend, or technology due to an unexpected situation or circumstance. Trend 10, AI analysis. AI is rapidly becoming essential at business events. Although widely used at work, advanced AI tools like real-time summarizing haven't fully reached B2B events due to privacy hurdles. As expectations grow, AI-powered insights will soon be standard and a valuable way for brands to elevate and differentiate their experiences. The information overload at business events is real, and AI is readying for a rescue. AI's growing role in professional lives is a fast-moving reality. PwC reports that 54% of workers across industries have already used AI in their roles over the past year. With AI becoming so commonplace, attendees will naturally expect the same widespread integration at business events, moving past assistants with planning tasks like agenda building. Digital meeting platforms already offer AI that summarizes and analyzes conversations, yet that powerful technology hasn't broken into mainstream B2B events, where rapid insight is even more crucial. And while it has been piloted for internal events, the bigger hurdle and the bigger opportunity is securing permissions and privacy compliance in situations where attendees come from a mix of organizations, industries, and regions. Given how quickly AI is integrating into nearly every corner of attendees' professional and personal lives, sophisticated AI-powered analysis in experiences will rapidly become a baseline expectation. Brands will view this as a premium, value-add service they can confidently charge for or use to differentiate their experiences in the market. Relevant microtrends, fast forward, technology moving at intense speed, immersion, fascination, both the need and desire to connect with a brand or company in unique ways. Thank you for reading. You heard it here first. Momentum Worldwide's Top 2026 Trends. Get in touch for more information. Info@momentumww.com.